Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 384 for Monday, May 9th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was 80 cents weaker to $5.40 stronger on Monday, with the July contract at $516, supported by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart by tracking weakness in crude oil, which is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was weaker on Monday, but gains in previous sessions helped canola see some independent strength. In the background of the canola market, investors are focusing on Canadian weather. Parts of the prairies are dry and some rain forecasts have been trimmed. That weather premium could become a bigger factor in coming months. But the market was pressured by losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, which limited gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all in trade and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down by 5 to 8 cents, with the July contract down 12 at $10.26 per bushel. Soybeans were weaker with trader positioning ahead of a United States Department of Agriculture's supply and demand report due out on Tuesday. Despite heavy rains in Argentina, which are widely expected to reduce production from the country, traders were cautious ahead of the report, as the USDA might not factor in that crop loss, or only to a limited extent. Gains in the U.S. dollar further pressured the market by making the country's commodities less competitive globally. However, rain in parts of the U.S. Midwest limited losses on Monday, as it will slow seeding progress. Corn was down 7 to 8 cents, with the July contract down $7 at $3.69 per bushel. Prices were also pressured by gains in the U.S. dollar. Losses in crude oil futures added to the declines, as weaker crude oil prices make it less appealing for ethanol manufacturers to process above mandated amounts. Trader positioning ahead of tomorrow's supply and demand report was also bearish. Many investors expect the report will show growing corn stocks. However, strong export sales and forecasts for hot, dry weather in key growing regions in the U.S. in the summer limited losses. For wheat, prices were down 7 to 8 cents, with the Chicago July contract down $7 at $4.56 per bushel. Forecasts for increased wheat production from Kansas was bearish, and a stronger U.S. dollar added to the declines. Traders expect tomorrow's USDA report to show higher stockpiles, which further pressured the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.